Big event this weekend, and we love promoting this each and every year, is the Garrett Noakes Memorial. It's going to be taking place at the Kiplinger Arena. Chad and Laura are here to promote once again. Good to see Chad back once. You're loving this radio stuff every year more and more, aren't you?
For sure.
You knew Laura was going to give you the call one of these days, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't let it go by. And Laura, good to have you back in the airwaves again.
Thank you for asking me to come.
You bet. Pretty special event, no question. And the Kiplinger coming up this weekend. I know we've got a little weather maybe we might have to deal with, but that's nothing new, is it?
Oh, it's always been there. So it'll be fine.
Yeah,
Chad, you're on the edge.
Exactly. Chad and I were talking that last year. I totally forgot. You had 5 inches of snow on the ground.
We had snow that morning, and everybody still showed up to rope. So
yeah.
Especially for this event.
Tell us a little bit. How many years, first of all, have you had this?
The fifth year we've had the memorial?
No, the fourth year, because he passed away 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have it that first year, did we?
22.
We did.
This will be the fifth.
This will be the fifth year. Yep, you're right. Sorry, my yeah, so.
It gets more people involved each and every year, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The community, you know, just steps up everywhere you go. Donates to it, so pretty special event for everybody in the area.
It's not quite as big as the first year. The first year, I think it was over 24 hours long.
Yeah.
So we kind of are happy it's not that big.
to save cattle and horses and everything else. The first year, they roped from 9 in the morning till 6 the next morning.
Wow, really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
All night.
That's not typical. The typical type of a rodeo event is all night, right?
No. But the first year we had this, everyone showed up. So
you had to, huh?
Yep. And we had it not limited that year. We've limited the number of entries just to save cattle, save runs on horses, make it a little more feasible for everybody. So,
for folks that don't know, for this event, what's all going to be happening that day?
There'll be two ropings, number 11, enter by 10:30, and rope at 11. It'll be pick one, draw one, or draw two for 150 a roper. And then following will be a number 9 roping, same format, pick one, draw one, or draw two, enter three times in it. And then, of course, we've got some really nice prizes to be awarded. We're also doing a Claude Taylor Award.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of our friends. Him and Garrett roped together all the time, so we have that award also.
Yeah, he passed away just a few years after Garrett, and so, and he was real instrumental in putting on the first Garrett Noakes Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
So we honor Claude every year.
Pretty special guy.
Yes, he was.
Yes, we talked about, you and I were talking earlier about buckles, but they like to win those belt buckles, huh?
Yep. You can get a team roper to show up anywhere, but for this, a lot of people come down. You know, he touched so many people, and to have the one that, you know, says Garrett Noakes on it means a lot to everybody. So they dang sure show up and try to win that. It's a little more than just your normal weekend buckles.
And you've got a lot of good response from a lot of your friends and followers have done this.
There's a lot of people, I think, planning on showing up. Like I say, you know, weather plays a part, but they tend to make it anyway for this one, so.
And we have all age groups. I mean, we'll have high school kids, junior high age kids, all the way up to old men and, you know, middle-aged men.
Women. I mean,
Yep.
The ladies, sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because you know everybody in the state. I mean, and you ask them, hey, are you going to show up this year? Of course we're going to show up.
Yeah, and we're going to have a lot of kids from the Mid-Plains Community College radio team kind of help us out. And hopefully a few of them will rope and do well in it.
Well, it works good for them because, you know, the funds from this, anything goes to rodeo scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett started the program down here, and it helps to grow that.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot of support from them also.
And the Kiplinger is a great place to have it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Our community is so lucky to have that. I don't know if everyone realizes what an impact it has on the city of McCook and stuff, so.
Are you going to have concessions there? What everything there for the whole entire day?
Be full concessions.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we have our good friend Cody Stevens, her and her family, they've done concessions for us for years. So they'll be there with usually pulled pork, you know, hamburgers, cowboy burgers, what, you know, you name it, they probably will have it, so.
Anybody wanting to stop by, watch, like say, concessions, I would say at least from 11 o'clock to 5. It might go longer than that, but that's kind of a in-between there. Somebody wants to swing in, grab a cheeseburger, want some team roping.
Yeah, this is a great roping event, but along with that, it's a chance for all your friends to get together, and too, at the Kiplinger for one day, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's nice, and it's a good day to celebrate Garrett. You know, we don't do this to think about it and be sad. We do this to celebrate him and remember what a wonderful guy he was and a tremendous coach and an inspiration to so many.
Exactly right. And if folks are listening to this right now and still want to get involved somehow, they want to donate, they want to do something, can they get a hold of either one of you two?
Yep.
Myself, yeah. Laura, Justin Oaks, any of us, just reach out.
Message us on Facebook or text us if you have our numbers, and we'll be glad to take your donation to help our cause.
Justin going to compete?
Yep. I think so.
Yeah. Parker's going to get involved?
Of course, Parker will be involved.
Yeah, of course. You bet.
Know. He will be maxed out, I am sure.
That's why we have to limit the rope and he'd enter too many towns.
I haven't chance to talk to him in a while. It's winter. I mean, I'm sure he's practicing like crazy over the Kiplinger all the time. Any events?
Well, he is tentatively, he and his partner, Tate Johnston from Thedford, his dad was one of Garrett's good friends. Mm-hmm. They're team roping together in high school. Tentatively going to the BFI at the end of March to rope in a youth roping down there. And then, of course, the first high school rodeo will be here in McCook at the Kiplinger Arena, the middle of April. Can't tell you the dates off the top of my head, but like around the 20th, 18th, 19th, somewhere in there.
Sure.
And then that starts off our spring season that goes until the week, middle of June, with state finals in Valentine, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So we will be hitting the road, and hopefully in July he will have punched his ticket to go to the national high school finals, and that will actually be in Lincoln, Nebraska this year.
Cool.
For the next 2 years, it'll be in Lincoln, so it'll be nice. His last 2 years of high school, he'll be a little closer to home on that national level, hopefully.
It's probably in withdrawals of not the competition, because he's practicing, but it's not the same as competing.
Oh, no. He still goes every weekend.
He finds
Central City. There's a little jackpots. He won't miss one.
Right.
Wednesday nights here, they have jackpots. Giles puts on at the fairground, so
There you go.
He's involved anywhere he can get.
Exactly right.
Yeah, he and his friend Reese Gillespie just went to Holyoke last weekend, and he won a little money up there. Some good friends of ours in Central City have a series, and he was a little bummed he didn't get to finish that one because he was in line maybe to win a saddle, but weather kind of played a role in canceling one, and then they put it on top of the team roping schools that we've had at the Kiplinger for years. So
his sport never takes a vacation, does it?
No, it
never
doesn't.
Never does.
Nope.
You bet. What time does everything start on Saturday?
Roping starts at 11.
11 o'clock.
Any contestants enter by 10:30, but we'll start the first one at 11 o'clock.
And I do believe our really good friends, Heath and Michelle Lapp, will be back to help us.
Michelle's going to secretariat.
She's going to secretariat.
Mm-hmm. Zane Edmondson has the steers this year again, so good quality all the way around.
Awesome. So folks driving past the fairgrounds, you see a few more cars, everything, it's going to be packed. That's what's going on this weekend.
It sure is. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Always good to talk to you. We'll get Parker in here when down the line, talk more about his events coming up. It's going to be, I'm sure, a busy spring and summer too.
Oh, yeah. It will be. And he's going to definitely be hitting the amateur rodeo circuit a lot harder this year.
That's cool. You bet. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it. Chad, always good to talk to you.
Thanks.
He's loving this radio stuff. Thanks, guys.